Yes, I know, right? Finally, like, finally.
Your life's coming together. Things are more zen. Whatever the fuck it's called is in retrograde.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even smell the cat shit through the camera anymore. It's nice.
No, right? No.
I mean, like,
No.
you look like you have like a decent room.
I know I do. It's kind of dirty right now because I'm slacking.
Because you're
But
Courtney.
the
yeah,
Courtney, like
exactly.
the
'Cause I'm
original
Courtney, but I
OG.
mean,
Oh,
there's
Jesus.
all the clothes that I have to put away, and there's the blanket that I'm not using.
Okay, see, I have just as much clothes as Courtney. You can't clothes shame me
Oh,
anymore.
no, I definitely could.
No,
'Cause.
there's even more. There's more right here. There's more in there, and then
See?
there's
See? I have just as many clothes as
that's
her.
full.
As a woman, I am
Yes.
programmed by my genetics to accumulate clothing articles.
Like, dudes don't have hardly any fucking
I
clothes.
have noticed that.
Like, we will fucking go to work with like a cum-soaked shirt
I
because
have noticed that.
we're like out of fucking shirts, and it's like, oh, this shirt has cum on it, but you know, not enough to be
You have
noticeable.
literally done that in front of me, and I was like, oh my God, if he doesn't care, I don't care. Fine.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it was gross.
Did
Ew, that's
It
gross.
was super gross.
I mean, whatever.
Exactly. I just accepted it the way he did.
I mean,
At
like
least he's signifying the fact that he gets pussy on a regular basis and that
I
wards
mean
off
that
other females.
that that
I don't
that
know. It might be a signal that he's just jacking off and
that's
didn't
probably what it
quite wipe it
is.
off.
And
Either
like,
way, that keeps the females off you because you are mine alone.
oh no, it just keeps the females off me because they're disgusted. They're like, oh, is that cum on his shirt? Like, no, it's mustard. It's like mustard's yellow, bud. That's cum.
Exactly. That keeps you all to
Yeah.
myself.
Oh,
Speaking of
it's nice to
goblin
see you
dicks,
guys.
have you been out there goblin dicks in California?
No.
Oh my God, her life has not been cheap enough for that yet. Give her
Yeah,
like a couple
it
more
hasn't
months and
been.
then she can get back on Tinder.
Oh no, you just get on Tinder
Yeah.
day one and be like, I'll suck your dick.
No, that makes you sound desperate.
No, it's not. It's like you're going through your repertoire of skills, and you're like, okay, what am I good at? Sucking dick. Oh, let's make money off of
Okay,
it.
just because I have two skills doesn't mean you can apply that to Courtney.
Courtney, are you good at sucking
No,
dick?
she's not.
Probably not. No, I'm not.
She's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High and getting a carrot
Like,
out.
I have a gag reflex.
Yeah, she really does. It's
She
sad.
like takes a
Really
baby
bad.
carrot. I mean that's great. Like for dudes with small dicks, they're coming out here being like,
Micro penis.
yeah, you
yeah.
gotta do the
Oh my
service for
gosh.
someone. Take one for the
And
team.
then they like feel good about themselves. I made her gag.
Ew.
Oh
Yeah,
my
it's a good
goodness.
feeling.
Is it though?
It's a great feeling.
Is it? Is
Yeah,
it?
for a man to be like, yeah, that was a challenge to get down.
Fine.
Oh my
You
gosh.
are a challenge to get down.
I mean, I've seen you go all the way to the fucking, balls. I'm like, oh shit,
It's called going down to the hilt. Thank you very much. Like
I'm
a
like,
sword. So it makes it sound like I'm a warrior princess for sucking your dick.
yeah, like Xena Warrior Princess coming
Exactly.
out with like a couple frisbees and, throwing them at people.
You know I don't have good aim.
Like, I don't think you've even seen Xena Warrior Princess.
I haven't. I don't know what you're referring to.
Courtney, have you seen Xena? Do you know what I'm
Yeah, I
talking?
have.
Okay. Yeah. That's why Courtney was laughing, because she gets reference.
I'm sorry, I'm operating on a lack of
I
information.
mean, you're operating on someone that didn't have a mom in the 90s.
This is true.
Like, my mom was like, I'm going to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Xena Warrior Princess, and
Oh my God,
X-Files.
I didn't see my first episode of
Oh
Buffy until
my
I was like
gosh.
26.
I remember like walking in and
Wait,
my
seriously?
Yeah, I was super confused by this dominant female character. I was like, the fuck is this shit? I'm not used to it yet.
I remember
That was before I discovered feminism.
watching Buffy like fuck the vampire Spike when she was invisible.
Wait, she ends up fucking Spike?
Yeah, she's like invisible and she
She
like
goes down on Spike. What happened to Angel?
I don't know.
They broke up.
They did?
Fuck that dork.
He was the
Wait,
dork. No,
you
Spike was
haven't
a cool.
watched the full thing?
I've only seen halfway through season one, and then I got bored because what's her face, the brown haired girl, wasn't being dominant about her feelings, and it pissed me off, so I gave up.
Oh my gosh, keep on watching it.
Do I have
I've watched all
to?
seven seasons.
Jesus,
There's
there's
seven
seven?
seasons?
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't have that
there
kind of time
is.
in my life.
You don't?
Alex does.
Okay, like three seasons is the max I'm willing to watch a show because that's how many seasons of Gilligan's Isle there is.
Yeah, I mean, like there's only so much stuff you can do on an island. Like, they should have, like, jumped the shark with, like, a giant orgy.
Courtney, this is why I never got past season 3 of Vampire Diaries.
Really?
Yeah!
Because a new fucking vampire show probably came out.
It did! And then Courtney was off with the fucking originals or whatever, and I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, there's, like, The Lost Boys, there's, like, fucking Twilights, there's...
Okay, don't dish on Twilight.
I'm gonna dish on it.
Oh my god!
It's some
you
fucking...
There's only moon. Four movies travesty. With this one, though. There's only four movies with that one, though, so it was nice.
Didn't they break up New Dawn into two movies, though? There's a total of five.
Oh, wait. Oh, five.
Yeah. Five
okay, like, I cannot even tell you the names of those movies.
Oh, my God. It's Twilight.
Twilight.
New Moon. New Moon. Fuck.
Break.
Something! And then break.
Oh, I want to watch that one.
Eclipse.
Oh, my God, you're so right. It is Eclipse. Dawn. Oh my god, Eclipse was so heart-wrenching.
Whoa. Go back to the fuck one. What was that about?
They didn't fucking
talk about it. She couldn't remember the name.
Oh, like, I want to watch Twilight fuck. I mean, like, that seems awesome.
Oh my god, the scenes were amazing, but so awful at the same time. Like, when he broke the bed, it was like, oh my god, so cliche.
He broke the bed?
Yeah, because he was trying not to fuck her too hard so he wouldn't accidentally kill her.
I mean,
that's a thing now with vampires.
They fuck so hard that they kill.
Yeah.
I mean,
unless
like,
they fuck another vampire, like fucking what's his face and Rosalind.
I mean, like, I would hope that there's like gay vampires.
Oh, there are totally gay vampires.
It's like, you fucked my ass so hard, bro.
No, like the three, like Aro and what's his face and what sucks his dick, they're obviously all gay for each other.
Yeah, I mean,
I just remember Aro.
I don't know, I thought they were brothers.
Were they brothers, though? Because, like, one dude was married and one dude never clearly had a partner. And there was a third dude who, like, kind of low-key wanted one girl, but she wasn't hot enough.
See, like, my mom, like...
They were all secretly gay
like,
for each other.
Like, her show was Blade. Like, we watched Blade, the fuck out of Blade. Like, I figured that, like, my mom was, like, fingering herself to, like, oh, black man.
What is Blade?
Blade is a black vampire. Runner?
Oh, my gosh.
A black.
He's a vampire hunter, and he's like half, right?
Okay, well, I've only seen Blade Runner, and this sounds completely different.
It is completely different. So Blade is a Wesley Snipes. He's a dark African actor.
Okay.
That plays a. Hot. Yeah, he's pretty hot. That plays a fucking vampire hunter.
Uh huh.
And he is half vampire.
Okay, so like Buffy.
I don't know. Is Buffy fuck? Like, I didn't pay that much attention to
it. Oh my god, you sounded so sad, Corny.
Like, seriously, he's like.
He has a sword.
Vampire.
He has a sword?
He fucking kills vampires.
Yeah.
Wait, so you masturbated to him?
No.
Of course she did. Don't let her lie to you. She goes on and,
you know, searches. Don't lie to me. I'm your best friend.
No.
She's like, Rule 34, Blade, Wesley Snipes. Yeah, let me see that big black man dingo. Dick, yeah.
Oh my gosh, no, no.
I want to watch Princess Bride.
Yeah, I mean, like they should just throw sex scenes in every fucking movie from here on out.
Oh, absolutely, it's the only way to engage adults.
I mean, like kids will be like, I don't know what's going on. Ew, cooties. Like.
Oh my gosh.
like they.
We're not trying to start like. Oh my gosh.
They, like Netflix put up cooties. So why not just put sex scenes in all the fucking movies and just be like, fuck it. Adults, are, you know,
I want
movies.
Sex scenes in Hell's Kitchens.
Movies are for adults only.
Yeah. Okay, I want to see people like chopping up like awesome ingredients and also fucking at the same time.
Like I want to see a horror movie where like the monster like, you know, fucks and it's like a great sexy fucking scene. It's like, oh yeah. Because
you just have to log on to Pornhub to see that crap.
I mean, honestly, when I was a kid growing up, like, I would watch, like, the orgy scene from Eyes Wide Shut all the fucking time. I'd be beaten off to that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what the fucking plot of the movie was, but I beat off it.
What's the plot?
I think it was,
it's an orgy.
Wait, the whole plot of the movie is an orgy?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so how is it different from porn?
I mean, it was, like, they just didn't show, like, insertion.
So, like, fucking 50 Shades of Grey?
Like, no, but it is fucking primo shit for, you know, my preteen eyes. I loved it.
Your preteen eyes?
Oh my goodness.
So not today's preteen eyes.
No, like today, like I'd be like watching Eyes Wide Shut. I'm like, oh, this is an interesting plot. I'm sure I can get through the entire movie without masturbating once.
Oh my. So weird.
Yeah, I mean like.
Wait, so was it a horror movie?
No. It's a horror movie.
What's the difference between horror and horror?
Whore. W-H-O-R-E.
Oh, that kind of whore.
Yeah.
She didn't know.
She's like,
how can you not know?
Oh my god, you said whore and horror. How am I supposed to know the difference without a spelling?
I mean, honestly, it's Stanley Kubrick.
Welcome to the English language where one word can be four different types of words when written.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Stanley Kubrick fucking did a great job on that movie. God bless him.
God bless him.
And then,
what is
like,
the movie called again?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
She's gonna like Google like the fucking orgy scene from it.
Is it a good orgy scene though?
It's a like he goes through like the entire fucking like mansion. It's like a giant mansion.
Wide film?
Like they like follow him through and like everyone's fucking. There's like easily 200 people there fucking.
Are they all getting paid?
Probably not.
That's sad for the ones who aren't getting paid.
It's great for the ones that aren't getting paid. They're men.
Oh my god,
Courtney's
obviously Googling it. Yeah, like, so we can't see her.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
Hey, you can't out me.
Yes, we can.
This is the whole thing.
Alex is the one that's supposed to out me for looking it up. Not you, Alex.
Okay, I am like four glasses into my 1.5 liter bottle of wine. So, like, I am completely unresponsible for any of my decisions made on this podcast.
Oh my goodness!
It's true. Guys,
so, earlier, Alex had called me.
I had?
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, I'd called you on Wednesday.
Okay. And we got drunk on sake, or at least I did.
You got drunk, and I wasn't able to.
It was so sad. I was the only one drunk. And you had to listen to my drunk rant, and you were sober for him. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
It was really unfortunate for you, because I was completely in ranting mode.
Really?
That's
so sad.
It was for you. I enjoyed ranting, quite honestly.
Really?
Yeah, that's all women do, is just rant and complain.
Yeah, because you men are not an appropriate audience for it.
Yeah,
because
we don't care.
Yeah, because you're genetically different from us.
Because, like,
kind of
you
like
are
our,
less evolved.
Like, honestly, like,
it's
you'll
like
complain
our version
about
of gossiping. You know?
You'll complain about dumb shit and be like, well, the Vietnamese.
You complain about dumb shit like your motorcycle not working.
Like, the Vietnamese. Like. The Vietnamese nail lady looked at me weird, and I think she said something racist about my white skin.
She definitely did, and she was definitely right, because I am white, and it sucks for me. But I'm rich, so it also sucks for me.
You know, guys, I have to catch up to Alex now. You want to know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
Oh my god, are you masturbating? You freak.
No.
Like,
oh
like
goodness.
She's in a dark room.
Obviously masturbating.
No.
No, you're looking at the orgy scenes from Eyes Wide Shut, right?
No.
Did you get some sake?
No, I have the Malibu, remember?
Oh, nice.
Passion fruit Malibu.
Yes, the passion fruit Malibu is the tits.
The passion fruit Malibu.
Tits, I can verify that they are the tits.
Yeah, I've sucked on those tits enough to... No alcohol comes out of them, motherfuckers.
Poor you.
I know.
It really sad.
Like
if I could infuse alcohol into my tits for you to harvest, I would.
Yeah, I would just like hook you up to a machine, like a cow milking machine, and be like,
oh my god, that'd be so hot.
I mean,
like a fucking machine.
Like, you know, it's like, you know,
tweet,
and then like, you know, it just shrinks your tits. Like your tits can like expand and shrink.
Oh my god, that's so mean.
So, like, after, like, a week, they go back up to, like, double Ds. So you have, like,
back up to a double D? Okay, for the record, I'm a 40G. I am not as small as a fucking D cup. That's an insult to me.
I also enjoy how, like, we started the podcast, and I, like, didn't even, like, do the introduction.
Yeah, because I'm drunk, and me and Courtney are reunited.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's all the same people.
You started it.
Yeah, no, I started it early. I'm like... Like, oh, these bitches will say something hilarious.
Oh my god, can I break for a minute?
What?
You've given me the most wonderful anniversary.
Yeah, we fucking got married gosh. 4 years ago because Trump got inaugurated and but we thought the world was ending.
It's now 11 years that we've been dating for that long.
I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty, you know, cool. I mean,
it is cool. Celebrate me. Tell me how much you love me.
Yeah, I mean, you're a cool chick, I guess.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, Kamala Harris is trying to legalize the prostitution.
Courtney, what?
She's like, prostitutes are going to be legal. Cute. I'm going to make so much money.
You steak and lobster dinner.
He did.
It's so cute. Yeah.
We should. Surf and turf.
I mean, honestly. Yeah.
And you probably got some D too, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, defense.
Oh, you had that pleased look on your face.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, I fucked her.
Like, aw, look how embarrassed he is.
Oh, no.
People,
hey, everyone, I fucked my wife. That's what you're supposed to do to them. Hold them down and fuck them, legally. That's why you fucking do that. That's the only benefit you get from marriage, so take it. Jobs. No, just, you know, like, hold them down, be like, bite the pillow, and then, you know, go in their ass. Just dig it out, you know.
I mean, if you're not enjoying that, I feel bad for you.
Just, you know, fist their asshole, pull out a big old dick rambone.
It's the only way to make her come.
Just, you know, shove it in there, kick it in.
To the hilt.
Courtney's like, I don't want to get married now.
I mean, Alex kind of skipped out on our call because she wanted to get some D on Wednesday because you were home.
I mean.
It was well worth it, Courtney. I'm sorry, poor thing.
No, you look so satisfied. It was annoying. It was super annoying.
You poor thing, all alone out in California. You don't even have your Tinder set up yet.
Just get a Tinder set up.
I know.
You can go over to these dudes' houses. You have a car.
Yeah, you're way better than they are in life.
In Hemet.
In Hemet?
Hemet?
Yeah, now I'm in Hemet.
Obviously, there's a bunch of dudes out there. It's named after him.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not Primo Dick. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not fucking L.A. Dick, but, you know.
Is L.A. Dick Primo Dick, though?
It's Primo Dick.
How do you know? It could be from the slums.
Okay, no, you have to, like, go to, like, you know, L.A.
If it's not Anaheim, I think it's not Primo Dick.
Anaheim is not L.A.
Anaheim is where Disneyland is, and if your dick isn't magical, then it's subpar.
I mean, like, I wouldn't want to get fucked by, like, Mickey Mouse or, like, you know, Walt Disney.
Okay, I would put out for fucking what's-his-face, the dog dude.
Goofy?
Yeah, I'd put out for Goofy.
Oh my god. I think I'm going to have to divorce you.
Oh my gosh, guys.
I'd divorce you if, like, I'm like, you know, are you fucking Goofy?
Who's your passes? Who's your guys' passes for celebrity fucks?
Like, non-celebrity girls don't want to fuck me, so I doubt celebrity girls want to fuck me.
Okay, the only celebrity pass for me would be Gene Kelly, but he's dead, and I'm sad.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry, but I would put out for Gene Kelly in a heartbeat.
I mean,
he was the original triple threat, and he was so fucking cute, and his dimples. Oh my god.
I mean, if some girl came up to
him. Didn't he play in Breakfast at Tiffany's or something?
I don't fucking know, Courtney. I haven't seen all his movies. I've just seen Singing in the Rain and fucking Singing.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And American in Paris. Thank you very much.
I don't know what either of those fucking movies are.
I'm never going to show them to you, so you don't know what you're up against.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously. Yeah, that guy sounds like French, and he has, like, a tiny hairy dick.
Actually, he was Irish.
Oh, so he doesn't have a dick at all.
No, he doesn't.
He just, you know, bottles his feelings up inside, wears, like, thick wool sweaters so he doesn't have to put on deodorant.
And he can tap dance.
And he does an Irish goodbye.
And he can tap dance.
Oh, cool. Like, I can tap dance, goodness. Too.
Can you, though?
Yeah, I can tap that ass while I dance.
I can't smell that.
That's actually kind of hilarious. I downed my drink, guys.
She's like,
congratulations.
She like put like a shot, you know, of like
But know, Courtney has to catch up to me. I'm only like a third into my half and again liter of wine.
I know, right? I so wanted to get wine, but I didn't have money.
Oh my god, that sucks.
Why don't you whine about it?
She is whining about
it. I'm whining now, guys.
Well,
do you need some cheese to go with that wine?
I've had enough of her wine.
No. I want cheese.
Ah, cheese. No. It's like some Trader Joe's Unexpected with like the fireworks in it. That's
I'm pretty
like
sure California just is all Trader Joe's.
That's basically what that's the only thing going for California besides Anaheim.
There's like Disneyland,
and Death Valley.
Disneyland sucks balls.
We literally have the hottest place on the earth in California. We're obviously from hell.
It's not even the hottest place on earth.
Okay, fine. It's probably the second hottest place because there's like the salt flats that are erupting in Ethiopia.
Are you kidding me? There's downtown San Francisco.
Oh my god.
So many hot dudes everywhere.
Okay, that is a different type of hot. That is not seismology.
Excuse me, guys. All right.
Oh my god, are you looking at porn already?
Of course she is.
No, I'm not.
Oh my god.
I was looking at how far the Trader Joe's was.
Oh my god, it is like a half hour away. And that is just as far away as it was from our house in Colorado, so you are bitching for nothing.
No, it's not. Hamlet. It's different.
Oh my god.
Oh, it gave me Hamlet. Yeah, no.
I haven't seen Hamlet in so long.
Have you seen The Lion King? It's the same plot.
I know. It's why The Lion King is so creepy, except for movie 2, which is really sexy.
Yeah, I mean, it's giving me something of a fandom.
My favorite Shakespeare tale is The Taming of the Shrew, though, because I feel like that envisions me imperfectly, but I'm not that mean in the real life.
Did you mean Hamlet, California?
See? Oh my god.
From Pyros, from where we live to Trader Joe's, it's 18 minutes.
It's 18 minutes. And 8 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hamlet. I'm so sorry that you won't drive an extra 2 miles to get to Trader Joe's and your life sucks because of it.
No, it's
It's because she lives in California and gas is like $10 a gallon.
You know what? I can't deny that fact. She paid like double what we're paying in Colorado. Poor thing.
Yeah. How much is gas there now?
Free.
I paid $1.92 yesterday.
Oh, seriously? Mine just dropped to like $2.89 or something.
It cost me $42.72 to fill up my tank because I drive a Prius. Because I'm cool.
No, because you have a husband that can front the money.
Oh my god. I fronted like a quarter of the money, so fuck you.
Yeah, neat. She's like, I fronted $2,500.
I'm sorry, who's paying you back every single month on time?
Not even on time.
Oh my god, I'm trying. Don't rat me out. Snitches get stitches, babe.
Yeah, I'm not even snitching on you on something hard.
Oh my god, it's hard. Okay, I'm a vet tech and I make no money and I am trying, so fuck you.
I mean,
oh my goodness.
I get paid peanuts to take care of your animals.
Like last week, I said I was going to go in and ask for a raise. I got that fucking raise.
I can't believe you.
$1.50 raise.
Oh my god.
Boom.
That makes me so wet.
I know, it should.
It does.
It should.
She's like, oh, you can
it
buy me
totally
better stuff.
It totally does.
Yeah.
She's like, wet with envy because the wage gap is real.
Duh, you're now making like 15 cents more than I do an hour. I'm super jealous.
It feels good.
But he works way more hours than
I know. He gets so much overtime, whereas I get none.
I get like...
Not anymore, huh?
Well, unless I'm working weekends, but I hate working weekends.
Oh,
it means
less? Why don't you try doing DoorDash or picking up DoorDash on
Oh my god, because I'm autistic and I need my hours to myself in order for me to recharge to go back to pretending I'm not autistic.
Because she's going to do it exactly like you did it. Oh, I need to work today. Aren't you going to work today?
Courtney works like one day a week and maybe 1 hour out of that one day.
Shut up.
She's like,
no one needs to know that.
Courtney, you can't work for yourself. I'm sorry.
She got so lazy it. She's like, I don't really want to.
Until bills were due.
And then she would work.
And then
work.
I'd work a ton work all.
Yeah, you'd work like gangbusters. Like, you'd be like, I need to work 14 hours. Oh my god, I'm so much dead.
Oh my god, she is.
It's like,
but aren't we all? We live in America. We're basically one level above poverty.
Yeah, no, I'm not in debt.
Because you're a trucker who nearly died last year from rolling your truck.
I didn't even nearly die. Not even close.
Didn't you tell me you had to use the jaws of life to get out of your truck?
No, they chopped out my fucking windshield with an axe.
What even are the jaws of life? I don't know what that means.
It's a fucking...
They're like...
It's like powerful. A jaw. Like, just... Yeah. It uses...
It's a jaw of what?
It just rips open a car.
Of...
Yeah.
Like a...
The metal. So if the metal gets all crumpled together and you can't open the car door, the jaws of life pry it apart so that you can
So they save your life?
So it's like reverse tweezers. You know how like the tweezers come in like this? Uh-huh. The jaws of life come in and open up.
So like Mets force, and bombs?
Yeah, it forces it apart.
I like Mets and bombs. Yeah.
Like a speculum for your pussy.
That is not the way to describe a speculum.
But I mean, it's kind of true. That's what they're doing. It's spreading.
I hate speculums.
And it's spreading.
Yeah. Did you know speculums were made on purpose to be painful to women by the same dude who invented cornflakes to prevent boys from masturbating?
Well, fuck him for that. Seriously? But, you know, I give him props for making them hurt.
Like, there's been like this whole movement to like warm up lube before inserting a speculum. But as someone who's experienced cold lube and warm lube, it's just as uncomfortable, and all speculums suck ass.
Yeah, they do.
They all fucking suck.
Well, I mean...
Which is, like, bizarre, because I can fit your dick inside my vagina without problems, but a speculum hurts like shit.
Well, I mean, you know...
It does.
What you do is you get a dildo. You get a dildo and go in.
I don't want to show up at my gynecologist's aroused. That's just fucking creepy.
Why?
It's creepy. Yeah,
I mean, just do it with like...
They're there for a medical purpose. It's super creepy.
Okay, like, you know, I remember...
If it was a woman, it might not be creepy.
No, it's still just as creepy. It's still just
Wait, is it dudes that are fucking putting this shit in your puss?
Okay, I've had male gynecologists and I've had women gynecologists, and they all, across the board, are creepy and uncomfortable, and I hate it. Because I once heard a guy gynecologist were more receptive to your description of pain. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll try out a guy gynecologist, and it was still just as awful, and he still didn't believe that I was having cysts all the time. So fuck both genders of medicine.
Yeah, that's...
You all suck.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. I feel like guys get into gynecology, because, like, I'm going to look at vaginas all day. And by, like, day two, they're like, okay, I'm over it. Fuck.
Exactly.
This is my life now.
Yeah. They're fucking doomed. There's a lot of gross vagina. Only the prettiest ones get promoted on porn. And the rest are ugly.
Well, my gosh, guys.
It's so true. Harsh.
I mean, you get like maggots crawling in your
puss.
Do
you see my vagina on porn? No. Because it's ugly.
Sometimes.
Oh, trust me. I've seen some ratchet-ass vaginas.
You make sacrifices every time you go down on me.
Do you remember Asian Dick Cheese?
Yeah,
do. You remember that episode?
Stop. That. No.
Yeah.
It's so tangy.
Yeah. I mean, like, that was a great episode.
Alex.
It was gross.
No. It was disgusting, guys.
It was so disgusting.
Don't look it up.
Oh, my God.
Like,
the way she looked at the camera and then still sucked his dick was horrifying.
Like
she could have walked away, but she didn't. The money was that fucking good.
Hopefully. I mean, shit.
Hopefully.
She doesn't like this shit.
Hopefully. I hope the money was good.
Oh, there's people in their shit play. Like, I would rather...
That's disgusting.
I'd rather...
Oh, there's a story.
Ew.
I know someone who bought shit off people.
What the fuck?
Fucking hook them up with me. I'll send them Tupperware's shit every day.
I'll send them Tupperware's of cat shit from my work.
No, I'll fucking, you know, lay a cable in a fucking Tupperware for him. Be like, here you go, bud.
Ew.
I think he'll be in girl shit.
I will fucking just really say weird. It was a girl. I'll say it was my wife.
How will he know it's not a girl shit?
Trust me.
I don't know.
They're,
exactly.
Well, I mean, when there's like fucking big old butt hairs in it, you'll be like, oh, that's a dude.
You think girls don't have hairy asses around their anus?
No. I've seen your anus.
Okay, my anus is different from other girls' anuses. I'm white.
What? Like, you know, what do you
think?
If
you went down on a Mexican girl, I'm sure it'd be hairier down there than me.
No.
I don't have enough melanin in my skin to produce hair to protect me from the sun and cold.
Yeah, you don't need hair in your ass. Like,
because I'm white. I live in the northern hemisphere.
Like, I don't look...
There's only sun for like 2 months.
Do I have hair in my asshole? I know I
yes,
have...
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do. It's disgusting.
That's because you have POCS, though.
You think so?
Exactly. I'm sorry, love.
My dad's all gung-ho about getting me insurance now, and I'm like, shit.
You should get that insurance. Get that insurance so you can improve your life and get a good physical therapist for your ankle.
Oh, well, I've started doing that, and my ankle doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, but you can do more.
I'm doing physical therapy on my own.
It's okay. Like, no, it doesn't hurt anymore. My finger can only bend like this much now.
Oh, my God. Don't brag.
Like, I can, you know, I can make a fist. But like, I can't
to shove up my pussy.
I can't like straighten my middle finger to shove hit up my pussy. G spot. So it's like, you know.
So it's just an A spot for me now.
It's just dedicated for her.
It's perfect. I love it.
She loves fisting.
I do. It's so hot.
That's why. I don't know if I could. I don't think I would like that.
That's okay. It's not for everyone.
What, fisting?
Yeah.
I mean.
No, I wouldn't. It just
try everything once.
No, try everything twice, because the first time you might not be receptive, but the second time you're more adjusted to things.
I mean,
like the first time I tried Indian food, I hated it, but the second time I was like, oh my God, I might actually like this. And the third time I was like, you know what? I definitely don't like this, but I do like shrimp and curry. So now I have to accept it because it comes with avocados.
Oh my gosh.
Do not pull Dick Rambone out now. Ew, do not put that near my face.
Oh my goodness.
I found out that
Alex!
What?
Alex, is it dirty?
Ew, God, dirty? I hope not.
It's full of shit.
Ew, why is it full of shit?
Because it went in your ass.
It did not.
It probably did.
Okay, just because it fit in my mouth does not mean it's going to fit in my ass.
Okay, so I was
don't
looking.
There's a correlation between my jaw's able to dislocate and my ass.
I was looking online and I found this 8-inch squirting cock.
Oh my God, don't remind me.
On Hustler Hollywood.
Oh my
God. It has like
a
little.
How much was it?
$40. I'm buying this motherfucker.
He is definitely buying it. Along with more toys for me.
Oh no, nothing for you.
You literally promised.
He'll use that on you.
I know.
I'll wake you up with it. I'm like,
I told you, you cannot use that as a wake up alarm for me.
I'll fucking like spend all night jacking off into like the little fucking turkey baster bulb. That's impressive.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
She had to see if her mouth fit over it.
Yeah,
and it did.
I already knew that. I just had to prove it again for a second time.
But yeah, try everything twice.
It is really weird seeing that like on the video.
Ow! Ow, it's my fucking fucked up hand.
I know.
You bitch. Ow.
Now you have to hold it.
Oh, my hand is all fucked up now.
Aw, you poor thing.
Aww. Oh, that hurts.
Oh, look, I got a cat bite.
From what?
A cat, obviously. Why else would it be called a cat bite?
It could be from like a lesbian woman dressed up as a cat
Halloween. Okay, you know what? Halloween was close enough that that could actually fly. Although I wish Courtney had gotten some pussy on Halloween. Poor thing, she didn't. I got dick on Halloween.
Did you?
Yeah, babe, we fucked before I put on my costume.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, I don't think, you know, we did. But yeah, we did, definitely did. We went and saw Big J Okerson on Halloween down in Denver Comedy Works.
Which is why I had to fuck him beforehand, because his dick would have been too hot afterwards.
Yeah, like, I'm like, oh my God, Big J Okerson, I have a big heart on. And he's like, where's single girls at? And like, you know, one girl's like, woo. And,
oh my God, you know, she was so embarrassed.
And like, I'm like, oh, her, yeah.
Yeah, poor thing. She's like the only one there without a partner.
Like, I like went over and slid over. I'm like, hey, girl, what's going on?
No, you didn't.
You're in the bathroom. You didn't even see.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, hey, you know, what's
one
your
many,
what's your digits?
Many tricks,
it's like,
huh?
Like
digits? What does that even mean?
Like her phone number.
You're not texting other bitches. You're texting me.
I mean, honestly, yeah. Like, most of, like, the fucking texts that come in are, like, DoorDash and shit.
Exactly.
For, like, food for you.
You spend all your money on me, as you're supposed to, as my husband.
FedEx.
Your
order is out for delivery. Oh, my God. So, this is some shit I have to talk about.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
You know. So, I pre-ordered the PS5.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I have it.
Like a nerd.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it in the background over here.
Like, is it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fucking dope.
It is dope, but it doesn't look like a cat, which I thought it would.
See, like, I got my PS5 controllers.
Which is white, because that means it's so much better.
It is. So, I pre-ordered this motherfucker. It's supposed to come Thursday. And they're like, you know, if you want it dropped off and you're not going to be home, pre-sign for it. So I went online and I pre-signed for it. I'm like, yeah.
Like you're a responsible adult.
Like I'm supposed to do. And then, you know, I'm like sitting at work. I'm like, okay, fuck. I have to, you know, tomorrow I'm going to get home and go play the fucking PS5.
Yes.
And they're like, could not deliver. No one was home or your business was closed. Redirecting it to the fucking FedEx. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because you pre-signed.
I pre-signed. Everything should have been, you know, fucking good and copacetic. And so I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh man, I'm going to go in there and raise some fucking hell. I'm going to scream at them.
As a white Karen.
You know, how dare you slightly inconvenience me.
As a Mexican Karen. What do you call a Mexican Karen anyway?
Jose.
Okay.
You know, fucking Miguel.
Miguel Maya.
Abuela. I mean.
Abuelita.
Señora.
Okay, so basically that happened, and then he texted me to pick it up. I'm like, okay, yeah, I will. And so I show up there after work, and they're like, we're closed. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I check their hours, and their hours say that they should be open until 9:30. I'm like, what the fuck? So I call them a few times, and they go to voicemail. I go home, and I see the ticket, and the ticket says that they should be open until 9:30. But then it says in small letters that for this week only, they're open for special hours only until 6. This week only.
That's stupid.
It was super stupid.
Yeah, so FedEx being lazy motherfuckers. And it's a small little FedEx. Like, there's two businesses on either side of it.
Legit.
So
it's just a truck and ship.
So it's, you know, where you go in to fucking ship off your dildos.
Exactly. Complete anonymity.
So, like, I'm in my head. I'm, like, you know, recording myself screaming at fucking FedEx. You know, I'm just like, fuck you, FedEx. You know, just, you know, getting ready for the big old fight. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to scream at whoever's there.
Like a Karen.
Your fucking driver and fucked up.
Call Karen.
You pieces of shit. I had to drive an extra 5 minutes to get over here.
Oh, my God.
And I had to come in here to pick up my package.
Like a black person.
And you know, I'm like, trying to, like, you know, get all my anger, and, like, I guess it, like, all fucking spilled out. And I'm like, I get in there and like, hi, how can I help you? I'm like, fuck.
Aw, they were nice.
I'm like a cute guy and a fucking.
You are cute.
Yeah, I mean, there's a cute guy there, so.
Yeah.
I can say it. I don't care.
You're super adorable and I love you.
And
so, much.
So I'm like, and like, okay, boom, 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 boom. Yep, we got it right here. Here you go.
Aw, they were compliant and your dick fell soft.
And I'm like, well, why wasn't it dropped off? And they're like, actually, Sony was the one that requested, even if you pre-sign, we do not.
That was definitely a lie. I can tell you that right now.
It seemed like a reasonable lie. I'm like,
it was a lie.
Well, they had it in their back pocket. So
no,
like,
I've literally made that same lie about manufacturers to clients as a vet tech. It's a lie. They just didn't want you to be mad at them anymore.
Really?
Oh,
Don't make me fucking get all hyped up and have to go back into FedEx and be like, my wife thinks that you lied to me.
You should definitely tell them that your wife thinks you lied to them, because then they can't be mad at you and then they'll have to comply because a woman, aka a feminist, is mad and they have to support that.
And then, you know,
if you don't support feminism, you die in the internet. No one wants to do that anymore besides
and
Trump.
Since I'm like halfway black, they're like, we can't. Here's $200, sir.
They have to cave and suck your dick. But the only person allowed to suck your dick is me.
Or that cute guy.
If a cute guy sucks your dick and you don't tell me about it, you can say goodbye to your blowjobs.
What if I told you?
Oh my goodness.
Then it would be that would be more okay, and I might give you a blowjob in like a month from now.
Oh, no. I would send you pictures as it's happening. Like, look, he's sucking my dick.
Is it better than me?
Yeah, of course.
Then you are definitely getting a break between blowjobs from me.
Then I'll just go get blowjobs from him.
Exactly. So obviously I need to train more. Like, who's going to teach me how to give you a good blowjob?
A gay guy.
Exactly. So I need his number so I can get lessons from him.
Like, gay dudes know how to suck dick.
Like, exactly. I have no knowledge to go off of besides experience.
See, like, all dicks are the same, but every vagina is like its own special snowflake.
Because we're women and we're delicate hothouse flowers and we need to be treated as such.
Yeah, any fucking person calls a vagina a flower is like a creep. Like, it just makes my skin crawl a little bit. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, perfect timing. What? Guys, since I'm going through my jewelry right now.
Your jewelry?
Does this look like a vagina?
Absolutely.
No, not really. I mean, I wouldn't stick my dick in it. I mean, like, a fucking hummingbird might stick its beak in there, but...
Is that a conch shell?
She doesn't even know.
Oh my god, she doesn't. Courtney, do you not know your generic seashells?
She knows her star signs.
Oh my god. You whatever. Don't know your star sign.
No, I don't.
You're a Gemini.
Cool. I don't know what that means.
That means I'm a Capricorn, which means the relationship between us is highly unusual, but the sex is good. Which is true.
I mean, you can just be like, yeah, fucking, I'm a retard and, you know.
I'm not retarded, I'm autistic.
She's retarded too. We both fuck good. Oh my god,
just because you have ADHD does not mean you're retarded.
I mean,
it just means you have ADHD.
I get over it. I love all the stupid things that guys will do.
Like what?
Just to impress a female.
Like what?
Like they'll juggle knives and be like, do you think this is cool?
Women do not find that attractive.
Or they'll wear a black leather jacket and be like, do you think this is hot?
That's like low-key cool.
Or like put tattoos on their arms.
Okay, that's like medium cool.
Yeah, or like ride a motorcycle.
Okay, that's like high cool.
But they do it.
Okay, everything you're describing is about you, which I find attractive. So find something else. Because you are definitely attractive.
Or they'll do like a backflip off of a roof.
Okay, I don't care about that. That's just guys being stupid.
But they'll do it like in front of a girl. Like, watch me nail its backflip.
No girl finds that hot. They just find you stupid and like, ugh, find a caveman. He's less likely to cheat on me. Fine.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah. The more you are, the more you are a caveman, which makes you less likely to cheat.
I mean, cavemen will fucking put their dick in whatever.
Like, no, as long as you train them to accept one type of pussy, they're loyal.
Yeah.
Courtney, you agree with me, right?
Courtney, you're still there, right?
Are you there or are you looking at porn?
Yeah, we can't hear you, Courtney.
Oh my god, are you looking at porn?
Turn on your volume.
Oh my god, it's been like 5 minutes since we heard you. You're definitely masturbating.
No, she like turned off her microphone or something.
Oh my god. Courtney, you can't prove you're not masturbating until you turn your mic back on.
Let me see if I can.
Do we like have like a loose connection and Courtney's like lagging behind us?
Yeah, you have to like turn on your microphone. Go like hit your microphone.
Oh my god, all I can see is her face like making the most ridiculous expressions.
Oh Jesus.
No, we lost Courtney. It's sad. Now I have to suck your dick.
I mean, she should come back.
The audience invested.
I mean, she still has the fucking link to get back in the meeting. There she is.
Is she back?
Yeah, she should be back.
She should be back. Courtney's back. Oh my god!
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I don't know why you couldn't hear me before.
You muted yourself.
You were giving you so much shit for masturbating. I can't even.
I didn't mute myself, guys.
I'm sure you didn't, love.
No, because maybe it was just the internet connection. Because sometimes you guys don't. No, sometimes you guys don't. Uh-huh. I don't hear you guys.
Yeah, sure. Love.
Yeah,
sure. Love.
I have boss ass internet connection over here.
He does. He pays for the premium.
Yeah, and I only make these people pay like piddly amounts.
Oh my god! Don't embarrass me. I'm sorry. I can't pay as much money as you, but I work for shit pay.
Yeah,
because I chose my career over money.
It's okay.
I chose to be kind of lazy and not like deal with life.
Because you work chose for yourself, to be lazy. You
are lazy.
That's why you work for yourself. Lazy. Yeah, we all know that.
You're like, I chose to be. It's like, nah. It's like, I chose to be black. I chose.
No, Courtney's like fucking gypsy.
She's like out there just stealing from people and no, like, I'll sell you your car back. I stole your car, but I'll sell you it back.
For like 50% increase.
for like $3,000, it's like, nah, it's all good.
Well, you pay like what, $5 for the car?
It's like I paid $5 for the car.
Yeah, it's sad, but you'll fall.
So Courtney, like, if a dude did like a backflip off of a fucking off of a roof, would you find that hot?
No,
I'd find it stupid.
Exactly, guys are stupid.
Well, would you fuck that guy that like nailed a fucking backflip off of a roof?
No, I fucked the guy who made the most money betting off of him.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
No one bet money on him because they didn't think to do it.
And then she's not putting up for no one.
This is why she's gonna die single and alone with a cat right? bite.
Hey, I put up for you, and I have hella money.
Yeah, I didn't know you had cats. Oh, you know, when I'm like, hey, you go to movies, and
obviously I came with cats.
You know, so like, I just, you know, you put out easy. You were.
Did because I obviously recognized good dick when I found it.
Yeah, you're like, here's the first dick. Okay, I'll pick it up. This is the best. You're like a fucking beginner player in an RPG. You like pick up like the first like cool sword, but this sword is awesome. I'm gonna use it for the rest of the game.
I invested into that sword and put a lot of mana into it, so now it's an ultimate prime.
I love that, you know, you used no words.
I tried so hard. I used the word mana. Be impressed.
She's like, I use like a fucking common word in like most RPGs.
I tried so hard.
I upgraded the sword.
Yeah, that's,
thank you.
Not at all how it works.
I don't know how anything works. I never played WoW or anything else like it because I'm sophisticated and I'm white.
Yeah, I mean, like,
okay, I mean,
she enchanted you too.
I did. My pussy magic completely entrapped you.
No, I was just like, you were just the first chick that let me smash when I was homeless, so.
Yeah, so ergo, I have priority over any chick who ever lets you smash again.
Well, I mean, like, if some chick came up to me and was like,
if some chick puts out while you're rich, it doesn't matter because I put out when you were poor.
Well, I mean, if
I have top put outs. So like some,
oh my goodness.
No, like some bitch can put out when you're super rich, but it won't matter because you'll always come back to this.
Come back to this?
AKA me.
I mean, you have a vagina that works. And
exactly. Not only does it work, but it won't make babies anymore.
Courtney, you need to fix your pussy. Make it so it doesn't make babies.
Or find a guy who won't make babies because he was brave enough to have a vasectomy.
Yeah, us as men, we don't do that.
Us as you won't do that.
Yeah, no. Like, my dad had a vasectomy.
It's fucked up.
Like, I watched my dad go through a vasectomy. And I've already told this story on the podcast.
You have, and it's brilliant every time.
What? Yeah. You guys have told this story without me?
Probably, yeah.
Oh my god, this is the first time Courtney's going to hear it. We need full deets.
Okay, so I'll fucking repeat the story.
Yes.
So, you know, my dad, you know, gets a vasectomy.
After two kids with your mom.
Yeah, he has like two kids. And, you know, my mom's taking him to the doctor. And she's like, hey, Alex, can you watch your brothers? I'm going to take your dad, you know, out. And I'm like, oh, where are you going? And it's like, oh, to the doctor. And it's like, what's going on? Are you guys okay? My mom looks at me. She smiles and goes, snip, snip. And does like the whole little scissor finger things and promptly leaves. And I'm like, oh no, they're going to cut off his penis. Cause I'm like, that's the only thing they can cut off.
Exactly. That makes so much sense.
And you know, cause I've heard like stories about it. I'm like, oh no, they're going to fucking, you know, they're going to, you know, neuter my dad. And then they're going to spay him.
The correct term is neuter, not spay.
Well, I mean, once you don't have balls, you know, what's left? Spam.
No, spay implies removal of a uterus. Neuter implies removal of uterus or testicles.
Yeah, I mean, the neuter.
Oh, like, you're arguing with a vet tech? Don't mansplain at me.
I was super high when you last told it.
But so, you know, and then, you know, I'm you know, at home freaking out because, like, I'm the man of the house now.
You are.
Yeah, and my dad's now a woman.
Without a doubt.
And my dad's now a lesbian. I'm like, good for you girls.
Your mom's basically gay anyway.
Yeah, she is gay. She's dating a girl currently.
Oh, my God. Your mom took so much time to figure that out.
She's done it before.
I know, which is sad.
So, continue. I mean, my mom doesn't like catty bitches.
Wait, seriously? She's finally, like...
lesbian again. Yeah, cool.
This is the second time.
She's a polybisexual. So,
it works out for both.
I mean, it's great.
It is great.
So, my dad comes in limping like an old man.
Oh, my God.
You know, he saw his life flash.
He did.
And, you know, I'm like, you know, come on, Dad, let's get you upstairs. You know, he's like, Alex, my sack is in the freezer downstairs. I'm like, I don't want your sack, dude. It's like, can you go get it? I'm like, no. Tell mom. I'm like, Mom, can you get Dad's sack? And, you know, she's like, no, I cut it off.
No, shit, you have to check your purse now.
It's like, that's what her coin purse is just made of, his old sack.
Jingle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle, and, you know, squish, squish.
Ew.
Just left the testicles in there.
Like, they do make a soft squish sound when they pop out of the sacrum, just so you know.
The sacrum?
Scrotum.
Yeah.
I am 4 liters into this bottle of wine.
Okay, there's only 1.5 liters in the bottle of wine.
Exactly. That's how drunk I am.
You're like, I'm 26 hours into this day.
By me, so am I. So, I mean, I've only had...
Yeah, you both are white women.
Scrotum, like, deodorum.
Whatever. So, yeah, you know, he has like an ice sack, and I bring it to him.
Like peas?
Like a fucking, like the old fashioned, like, ice sack that went on your head. Like, you've seen like the old photos.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
But, so, this motherfucker is...
A pail of water.
This motherfucker is like, you know...
Jack fell down.
Would you stop interrupting my story?
Aw, I'm having fun.
So... Yeah, I'm like having to get this motherfucker like ice packs, and he's groaning and suffering for like 2 weeks. Guy. Yeah.
2 weeks?
I feel like that's how long it was.
Oh my God. How long was I out for my hysterectomy? 6 weeks?
Yes.
Exactly. You guys are pussies.
Yeah, my dad was out for like a week, and then he's like bagging on his feet, and he's like,
oh my God, a week.
And now he's out like
a week.
He's out fucking a bunch of bitches, I'm sure. Actually,
dad's only fucking Heather, the poor thing.
No, he's getting remarried because he's a fucking domesticated man.
He hasn't been married since COVID, so it doesn't actually count.
I mean, it doesn't fucking matter.
He could have taken her to like DMV like you did me, but he hasn't.
I don't know what he's done. Your cat wants to fuck in this bitch.
Aw, my goose.
I can hear him through my fucking headphones. Through my noise-canceling headphones. He's screaming.
At least I can't hear him. I can't hear him.
Yeah, because, like, you hear through this microphone, and we're talking through this microphone. So this is the microphone that... Jesus Christ. She can't, like...
She's way too drunk. What are you talking about?
There.
Oh, my.
This is fucking... This happens, like, every single episode, Goose.
Oh, my God. You married a crazy cat lady? You can't be mad at me for these circumstances.
At least she only has 2 cats.
Yeah, I mean, one of them's mine.
Yeah.
It's over here.
I'm trying.
Plug it.
This is so funny to watch. Like, it's so funny to watch this on the video instead of in person. It just makes it even more hilarious.
See, like, tonight, like, after the podcasts are all done, she's gonna, like, want to suck my dick. What?
You just cut this all out, right?
No. I leave it all in.
You have to.
Oh, I don't cut shit.
Oh, my God. The audience does not need to know how drunk I am.
Okay. So, there's only a few things that I cut, and, like, one of them is, like, last names.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, kids' names.
Kids'
names? Yeah, okay.
So,
first,
like,
stuff you're requested to. I requested once, and he did it.
Like, yay, the sad dude from the Christmas
Did you actually
Carol?
Listen to that episode?
No.
Then how do you know I actually did it?
She doesn't. Because
you said you did, assuming. And I trust you.
You should always trust me.
This idiot trusts me. I don't even think I did.
Hey, come on.
He totally did not listen to him.
Now I'm going to have to listen to that episode.
Excellent. Get my numbers up.
Exactly.
Send everyone to that episode. I don't even know what episode it was.
I think I do. It was the one where my nephew was in on it.
Oh, yeah. Fucking JJ the Jet Plane.
Poor JJ the jet plane.
I know, he hates that nickname. Yeah, and he totally didn't get it at first until he realized I was calling him after a goofy airplane from
a
kid's
cartoon. Oh my god, that show was so weird!
It was. It was like PBS shit and...
Yeah, that shit and like Caillou and fucking Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh my god, don't hate on Thomas the Tank Engine, but I do agree with you that Caillou was a piece of shit.
Percy was a piece of shit.
Oh my god, why are you hating on Percy? He was the only square train.
Yeah, such a square.
Oh, I'm sorry, he was straight while Thomas was gay for fucking, what's his face?
The conductor?
Wharf dude. Oh. No, the conductor was a piece of shit, but he was gay for the wharf dude, the crane.
I loved how, like, the conductor, like, what was that train that, like, was an asshole and, like, look how beautiful I am, and then, like, got locked into a tunnel?
Oh my god, his name was, like, Tobias Jefferson or something.
Like, Tobias?
No, he was, like, George Tobias. Or something. He was a total prick.
Oh, no, like, there's a train that's like, yeah, look how beautiful I am.
He was a complete prick. I'm pretty sure his name was George.
I'm pretty sure it was Tobias or something.
No, Tobias was a scare train who, like, carried all the sheep and got locked
what
in the
What train
lock.
Got locked in a tunnel in Thomas the Tank Engine?
Oh, my god. Here's a summary from Wikipedia.
The Fat Controller or Henry the Green Engine.
Oh, my god. That's right. Henry was a dick. Poor Henry. He just wanted to be pretty and gay, and Sir Top Hat said no. Because he was a homophobic bastard.
Yeah, everything was homophobic.
Oh my god.
Like Mr. Rogers allowing a black man to share a pool with him? Oh my gosh, how dare you allow that black man?
How dare he?
Get your feet that close. Ugh, gross.
Disgusting.
It's funny, they did that production with almost nothing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
so sad.
He had to, like, go into, like, Senate and, like, fucking ask for a whole bunch of money to keep it going.
And the president of U.S. was like, yeah, it's fucking cool. Here's your money.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the president of the United States.
No, President Reagan said yes.
I'm sure
but after a committee said yes.
Oh, my God. Fuck the committee.
The committee is the one that got it in front of the president, I'm sure.
The committee is what makes the songs about the president elephant dude.
What?
Oh my gosh.
There's an elephant who wears a crown. And there's a song about a committee when they try to distract the snake princess.
You are fucking, like, high and drunk.
No, I'm talking about the Elephant King.
What are you talking about?
I can't remember
what
his
Elephant
name.
King.
Yeah, neither me or Courtney can, like, decipher what you're saying at this point.
I know, but I'm so drunk I can't explain to you.
You're like, the Elephant King.
It's
the
probably Elephant some King. Cartoon.
I love that we're recording this, so, like, tomorrow morning.
Oh, my
morning,
god, don't remind me of that.
You know, where you're like, what the
we're
Elephant
totally going to remind you.
Oh, my god, no, he had, like, a super soft name.
You know, Scruffaluffagus?
Shut up.
Snuffaluffagus? Snuffleupagus. It's in.
Oh my god, I'm gonna try to look this up, but I'm so drunk, I don't know if it'll go well.
Oh my gosh, it will not go well.
That's who I'm thinking about, is Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street, where none of the adults can
I never saw Sesame Street, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so there is like a woolly mammoth named Snuffleupagus, and only the kids and the characters from Sesame Street could see Snuffleupagus.
Oh my god, Babar.
I don't even know who the fuck you're talking
about.
Oh
my god, I can't help you.
That kitty one?
No!
I feel like the word kitty is just attributed to, like, kitty porn at this point.
Okay, I don't know how to show this in court. Can you help me?
Elephant Babar. Yeah, I mean, it's just a fucking...
He was, like, a nice dude. There was a song about a committee.
A 1989 animation. Six seasons. 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but... Yeah, I mean, like, it looks pretty fucking simplistic.
I know, but there's, like, a girl who, like, has the hots for the king, and she leaves, like, a bunch of secret messages in the movie, and it's really sweet.
Well, I mean, it's on Amazon Prime, so we can watch it later.
You'll watch it with me?
I mean, maybe. I might fall asleep.
You might fall asleep. I mean, you will fall asleep.
You guys...
Yeah. Of
I'm
course.
Probably going to fall asleep to that.
To Babar.
Definitely.
You know, singing about the committee. He's like, we're singing about the committee.
We'll form a committee.
that fucking got Mr. Rogers more funding. Do 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 do.
That's different from a committee. That's lobbying.
We're the committee of pity. We pity the fool.
We're gonna have to look this up.
I looked it up and it's real, so I don't, therefore I, like, it's fact.
I'm just glad that like we don't get monetized anyway. Mainly because, you know, like, yeah, slight racisms and fucked up stories. And also, like, not a whole lot of people are, like, listening to this shit. Like, oh, what?
I don't know how.
I don't know how many people are listening. Oh, look, she froze.
This is your podcast. How do you not know how many people are listening to it?
Because I have not.
How many people are listening to us?
No idea. I'd have to look it up.
Look it up right now.
I'll look it up right now. See, because
I can't hear you.
I mean, you're freezing. You're like,
no, she's lagging.
I mean, she's freezing.
What's the difference between freezing and lagging and buffering?
Cam, I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
She's in Cali.
I mean, fuck. What do I even use for this shit?
Infinity.
No, like for my podcast hosting.
I don't know.
I'm trying
Stitcher?
To. No.
Oh my god, she's lagging so bad.
Yeah, it's because she has fucking shitty internet. That's why I fucking do everything.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh my god, you poor thing. Stop apologizing. You're fine.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh my god, what did I just tell you?
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god.
So sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Don't beat me. Don't beat me now, please.
It's just because she's being white.
I use Castos.
As opposed to who? Spotify? Who is God?
No, Spotify is just a hoster.
As opposed to Coaster, who is?
Okay, so let me go to my analytics. Let me see how many fucking people. Says zero.
Oh my god, you poor thing.
237 from the last 90 days.
Aww.
I know, it's sad numbers. Really? It's bad numbers.
I feel like that's impressive numbers on things.
I mean, considering I have a podcast, I don't really fucking advertise anywhere.
Exactly.
And I'm going to get more.
Whose fault is that?
Mine, but you know, whatever.
I mean, have there even been any comments or anything on it?
No idea. I don't even look.
Exactly. You don't care about your fan base, and your fan base loves that.
I mean, is that a thing?
Yeah, like, people love being ignored. It makes them so mad. And then they feel good because they feel emotion, even though it's a negative one.
See?
Because you're all fucking subs.
Whatever. I mean.
Oh my goodness.
Pretty much what I'm going to start doing, instead of advertising, I'm going to get different guests.
Really?
Yeah, so I'll have Courtney on. And then I'll have another guest.
Like,
I don't know.
Cause you don't know.
Cause I can go to like the guest exchange. And I do somebody else's podcast, and then they do mine. Cause right now,
gosh, Alex, she's so high right now.
She doesn't even. She doesn't care. This isn't her thing. She's just.
I'm your wife, ergo I'm going to do my best to support you.
But, like, if this podcast starts making money, you're like, where's my cut?
I don't care what my cut is. You already buy me pretty stuff anyway.
I'll just, like, get you an OnlyFans and be like, here, show your pussy to these strangers on the internet.
I'm not showing my pussy to strangers on the internet. Just to you.
I mean, like, any man, if they turn into a...
I am not convinced I have an aesthetically pleasing pussy.
I mean, like, I wonder if there's, like, any men out...
I don't shave down there, ergo it's ugly.
Whenever you get drunk, you get like super interrupty.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, what are you? I'm going to tell a story.
Yeah, I should drink more booze now than thinking about it.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, babe. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Annoying cow.
Annoying Moo. Cow.
Sorry. But hey, she babe. Was excited.
What's up, dog?
No, I mean, did I lag?
Yeah, you're lagging hard.
Did I lag?
Yeah, because you fucking live in the middle of Hamlet.
Not hard enough to get you off.
I'm so sorry.
You're like, you're doing like this. Like,
oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I'll move.
You just need to get a laptop so you can I'll be move. Like us.
Let me see if. A laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, can you see me better now?
Yeah, I mean, you still have that same doofy-ass background.
Her background is pretty.
Yeah.
Don't dish
I wanted
on
it. A cute background.
Did you pay for that?
Very important.
No, okay. I got it online.
She's like, I wanted a green screen background.
No.
No, it's cherry blossoms. Sakura.
Sakura.
Yeah.
Sacrilegious. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't have any background. We're just, this is the back of my wall. And I don't have any fucking video on this shit.
Yeah, I had to make it look pretty.
But honestly, what I'm going to start doing is having, guest appearances on other podcasts.
Aesthetics are all.
And then have other people on my podcast. Yeah. And then they'll fucking post to their Twitter, and everyone will come to my podcast and be like, oh, let me check out his podcast.
It's a win-win.
And, yeah. I mean, even if they have, 200 different people, and I double to 400, cool. And then I go to 1,000, and if I go to, 30,000 in 3 months, that's 10,000 listeners a month. At that point, holy shit, why do you have a cat?
Courtney has lots of cats. There's a roasted marshmallow and a black and white and a calico.
She just has tons of cats. Yeah.
There's a roasted marshmallow.
No, we only have three.
Yeah, the black and white, roasted marshmallow, and calico.
She's going to become a crazy cat lady.
Firepoint that's like.
I'm the crazy cat lady.
You have two cats.
But I literally work for cat medicine.
We can make this like. We can make this
so pretty.
We can make this like an ASMR.
Do you want me to start chewing the ice?
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Do you want to listen to her purr?
Yes.
I can totally make you listen to her purr.
Oh my god, yes.
I mean, you can try.
No, it'll be a success. There is no try, you only do. Purr fucking what's his face, the baby green alien.
You hear her?
Nope, not at all. Shh. Like, can you hear my cat purr?
Nope. You can't hear purring?
No.
No, I can't. It's so sad.
I mean, your cat is,
She has the cutest seems retarded. Meow.
Is your dad, finally asleep? Or you just push him in the other room so we don't see him? Oh, she froze again.
Is she finally asleep?
Is your dad finally asleep, or did you push him in another room so we don't see him?
I froze.
Yeah, you froze for a second there. My poor wife, she's over here tired as fuck.
Another room.
Am I? I'm just drunk.
You're at the drunk point. Where you're falling asleep at a urinal and you're like a girl and you're like,
oh my god, that's so sad for me.
You're like, what is going on? And they're like,
she's
ma'am.
White girl drunk.
Ma'am.
Oh my god, I hate being Roscoe wasted, but I've had too much red wine.
Like, ma'am, this is a men's bathroom. Could you please leave? Plus, you're peeing all down your legs. It's gross.
Ew. Courtney, only me pee in the bushes once, okay?
I mean, it's.
I've never done that.
Yeah, it was only me.
I know, that was you. It was
Oh
hilarious.
My god, I had a bladder condition. Excuse me.
Sure.
Sure. For reals.
Sure.
Yeah, it only took me 10 years to be diagnosed with it.
Yeah.
My wife is the kind of drunk right now where she's like, "Let me tell you something about you that you don't know."
I'm a fucking white girl from the Greek era.
You almost said apocalypse, and you're like, yep, you are.
I tried, but I knew that was wrong.
Yep, you are an apocalypse.
I am an apocalypse.
Disaster. You're going to wake up tomorrow and be like, why did you let me drink so much red wine?
I know, I'll be so sad tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow me's problem, not current me's problem.
And you're like, why does my ass hurt? And it's like, you took the biggest butt plug we have and shoved it in your ass. Like,
I did?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Like, that's something that drunk you would do. You know? Let me sit on this traffic cone. Be awesome.
No! Oh my goodness.
Oh, it went all the way up to the base.
Although one time traffic was so slow, I was able to reach out with my hand through the window and start knocking traffic cones over.
Yeah, I mean, that's what white bitches do.
I know. What else was I supposed to do? I've been in traffic for like an hour and a half and I was bored. It was like the one time I was stuck in the blizzard and like the police officer asked me to stop making snow angels in the roadside because he was tired of watching me doing it.
I mean, like, you sitting in traffic is like men listening to females tell a story.
I know. I was so bored.
Yeah, so are men everywhere. Goodness.
Yeah.
Because women will come in and try and tell a story back. Like, okay, so last week...
Telling stories for other women, not for you men.
Oh, but you'll tell them to men, like we care.
We don't care what you think.
But, you know, men will listen because
we want you to put out.
Yeah, because at the end of the story,
put out.
We hope like, at the end of the story, at the end of this rainbow story.
How many times have I not put out, though?
A bunch.
Oh, my God. I've put out plenty of times for you.
I mean, yeah, you have to. I own you. You
married me.
You're like my slave.
Exactly. That's what's odd about it.
I have a receipt for you.
Exactly.
I mean,
receipt?
Yeah, I have a receipt for buying her.
He paid $30 for me.
$35.
Oh my goodness.
Inflation doesn't count.
That is so expensive.
I know. I'm expensive bitch. It's probably
so much more now.
Oh my God. He spent so much money on me. The value
of the dollar is going down.
Especially with inflation. I'm expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you're like...
How much did we spend on me in total today alone? Like $400?
Like $300-$400 easily.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, he actually like I went to sex shops with them once and he bought her like $400 worth of sex toys.
I'm worth it.
It was kind of cute.
I'm so worth it.
Yeah, I mean...
And he also bought Dick Ranbone at that time.
Which is horrifying, but necessary.
Yeah, Dick Rambone is like a fucking 2-foot cock.
He's like my home away from home.
You know, like, really? Whenever I'm whenever I'm like getting tired in my truck, I like bring it with me and like shove it up my ass. You know, I like ride it. I'm like, oh shit, I'm awake.
Wake up call.
Yeah, I mean, this would be a fucking excellent wake up call. You just come in, just whoop. Just pokes your anus and you're like, oh.
Without any lube?
No lube.
Babe, just, that's so mean for you.
I'm just you know, I'm going to like have like someone with a tattoo gun like tattoo like anus poker on the side of it. Just on the side of the shaft, like anus poker.
Oh my gosh.
Be a great.
Why? The weirdest things ever.
It literally is a flower called the poker plant. It comes in red and yellow.
Oh, trust me. Like, I'm buying a fucking 8-inch squirting cock.
Please, like, don't remind me of that fact.
It's going to be great. I want to get, like, you know, two of them. Like, I want to get two.
He will tell.
Oh, my God. Two of them?
And you make, like, nunchucks out of them.
No!
Squirt cum everywhere. No! Flip it to the other side. Like, and, like, fucking criminals, like, breaking into my house. They're like, God. We have guns, but I'm like, you guys hit with my cum, dude.
No.
Like, I don't care. Cops.
Bullets every time.
You're not even talking into the mic.
Cum tops bullets every time.
You're like so fucking drunk.
Really?
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I kind of caught up to her.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and end this podcast. That way we can get to the weekend quickie. Get that one knocked out of the fucking...
Alrighty.
All right.
So...
Bye, guys.
Thank y'all for listening. Check me out on Instagram and Twitter, Alex the Truck. It's all in the fucking description, so just go there. I mean, if you made it this far, you know, listening to a couple drunk girls and, you know, one guy trying to wrangle them, you know.
You already wrangled one out of two, so shush.
Well, I mean, I can't wrangle Courtney. She's in California.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to get my homeboys down in Texas, but come up there, you know, with your hot Texas bodies. And, like, you know, put ropes around her and, you know, pull your cocks out. That. she would love it, so.
I definitely would.
check out my other podcast, Human Podcast. The Great State Debate is coming, you stupid fucks. So check it all out. And
alrighty.
Peace. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.